Okay, our next present paper will be exploring uses of tractor-mounted plant health sensors to evaluate cotton growth and insect injury. And our presenter is Juan Landivar.
Thank you, and good morning. I'd like to present a summary of what of work that we've been doing in developing a system to evaluate plant growth and health in the field. We got two objectives for this study. One of them is to come up with a system that will evaluate the progress of the crop as it's developing for management purposes. And the other purpose of developing this system is for researchers to evaluate the response of treatment imposed to the experiments to growth and stress values. As you can see out here in these pictures, the cotton goes through different stages of development, where plant height, like Dr. Flash pointed out earlier, and canopy color, like the LSU group pointed out, are important components of the system. These are the systems that we are using. Dr. Xu is developed the one that the John Deere system over there at your left, and then we are using this spider mounted system in Corpus Christi. Basically, what we're trying to do is to estimate the plant height of the field, georeference, and then trying to display that in the distribution and the and the values of that, and that is done by this ultrasonic sensor that practically measures the difference between the soil and the where the sensor is mounted, and then bounces it on the plant, and that the difference is the plant height. You can see the validation of that data cannot be any better. That was done by Dr. Xu in Stoneville, excellent correlation. And then the other system that we're using is an NDVI measure. Try to estimate NDVI with a multi-spectral optical sensor to come out with the variables that we need to calculate the normalized difference vegetation index. This is just an example of what how we're using the system. As I indicated earlier, one of the objectives is to try to come out with a system that will rapidly evaluate the response of plants to experimental treatments, and this is an experiment where Dr. Brewer conducted with 6 acres, 120 plots, and he was interested in collecting plant height and different values out there. It would take him a long time, but with this system, he was able to do it in a couple hours. I'm just going to show you some of the overall results of this trial, but if you want more detailed information, is going to be presented in poster 75. Basically, the system was able to detect differences in irrigation, as you can see here, two dates of measurement, being taller, plants being taller in the irrigated, of course, and then within irrigation, plants in the early planting, which are the blue bars, were taller than the late planting because of running out of time for in the season. And then within the planting dates, the sensor was sensitive enough to pick differences in plant height in varieties, with the light blue variety being a little bit taller than the other variety. So it served his purposes, and he will be presenting how is that is related to his treatments. The NDVI measurements were not as clear, but it picked up the differences in, the higher the NDVI, the less stress. NDVI is a measurement of greenness of the crop, again, with irrigation, taller, and also with a planting date. My interest in this with this technology as a cropping system agronomist is to look at the distribution of these variables. I use this test in a long-term conventional and minimum tillage study. This is the minimum tillage, as you can see here, with residue versus in the rows still at the early bloom versus more clear out here, and somewhat taller plants in the conventional because of the water saving by the no-till. And here are some of the results. We have four replications, and this is the plant high on the top. The greener the areas, the taller the plants, and you can see here that the system was very, very able to pick differences in plant height, the no-till versus till. And then that has some kind of a relationship with NDVI, with where the greener areas are higher values of NDVI versus the red, which are more stressed plants. You can see the taller plants out here. The same thing didn't work out here. More stressed plants, shorter plants, but out here didn't quite work. These were short plants, but long stress. Treatment too was a beautiful one. It worked real well in the where tall plants show more stress, and shorter plants out here in the conventional till showing more stress. Taller plants less stress, shorter plants more stress. Treatment three, somewhat the same pattern. Taller plants out here in the no till versus the conventional, and then also the NDVI data show that we're less stressed versus out here. Treatment four was a mess. I wish they would have been reversed, but there was no difference in plant height, both showing short plants and then some areas of green, but no difference. And for some reason, these plants out here, the no-till, were more stressed than the conventional till. But you can see what kind of data we can collect with the system. What can we do with it? One of the ideas that we have with this system is to develop, I call it crop indexes. And I'm just going to use an example here of an idea to develop a crop irrigation index and using this data and displaying it geographically. For that, I try to estimate a crop canopy cover and use NDVI to correct canopy cover for estimation of that crop irrigation index. Canopy cover is estimated by using plant height from this data, the ratio of plant heights to row spacing. And row spacing in this case is a meter, times a variety coefficient. Some are more bushy, some are more columnar, and this variety adjusts for that light interception. And then water requirement this value out here than PET. And here's an example of that. This is for Rep 2. The crop irrigation index out here, which is this equation out here, multiplied times NDVI, will indicate that the areas that will require that were less stressed and need more water be these areas out here, and less water out here in the conventional tillage. When we multiply it times PET, assuming that this is a one-week interval and so on, this would have been the actual water requirements that each one of these locations will need. Okay, so if we have a pivot irrigation here, we would have put out more water at this size of the field versus this size of the field. And the amounts that you see in the here in the scale are the actual amounts of millimeters for that example. This is an example. Dr. Fernandez is out here, and I see him smiling because he probably can come out with much smarter ways of using this technology. We have seen some early examples of how this technology might be used, but where are we going with it? As I say, our objectives are to assess the difference between varieties or plots, for breeding, for example, or for research, water stress, disease, nematodes, and so on, and for field management. I think we can come out with disease management indexes, insect management indexes, nutrition management index, like the LSU group show, irrigation indexes, growth regulators indexes, defoliation indexes, and so on. So we think that this technology can be very clearly used for that, easily used for this technology. Where are we going with this? We would like to continue working with developing our ground-based application. We plan to add a canopy and air temperature sensors. That's going to give us an estimation of leaf wire potential that Dr. Flasha pointed out this morning being very important. And you see a list of cooperators there. Dr. Xu, sitting out there in the back, is the brain of the system. And then Dr. Yang is a remote sensing expert. And Dr. Brewer, Carlos Fernandez, and others. Donnie Valdez is our newly hired scientist to manage this program. And the second next step is that recently the FFA selected six sites for unmanned air vehicle, I think it is a UAV, testing sites. And this was announced on December 27, and Texas A&M Corpus Christi was selected as one of the sites. This is exciting, and we plan to really take advantage of that to expand this this system. So we plan to continue to work with that group, which is basically what they do. There's four groups that are working in this group out here. Dr. Bridges is the director of the UAS program, who is in charge of developing this aircraft and adapting them to run the NDVI and plant sensors and so on. Dr. Magdi is a computer science expert that is already developing platforms for the system that we mentioned to you earlier, you know, where we can feed that information into variable application rates equipment, you know, for the various irrigation nitrogen peaks or so. And then Dr. Chen, Ruxu Chen, developing GIS applications for UIS. We planned in 2014 to have a field in A&M Corpus Christi, at the AgriLife Research Center at Corpus Christi, where all of this testing is going to be done. And it's approximately 14 scientists from A&M Corpus Christi, and hopefully we can put together a team from AgriLife, Texas A&M AgriLife, where we got 581 scientists that I'm sure that can contribute to this technology, presentations that we made here, that we heard this morning from Georgia, from LSU, from Bob, Bill, you know, that can use to ground proving this technology. Thank you very much.
We have time for questions.
Yes.
On your ground rig that you might be playing high with the NDVI, do you all have a sensor over every row, or is it by section of boom? Like, what's the resolution?
It's what row?